Recording now.
All right. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Jeff Gibby here with MetaStock, and we're going to go ahead and start. I'll talk a little bit about myself, but not too much. You're not that interested in me. Let's go ahead and start, though, I think, with like a legal disclaimer. So today's demonstration is designed to instruct you on using MetaStock and the accompanying software plugins. It is not a recommendation to buy or sell, but rather guidelines to interpreting and using specific indicators and features within the software. The information, software, and techniques presented today should only be used by investors who are aware of the risk inherent in trading. MetaStock should have no liability for any investment decisions based on the use of their software, any trading strategies, or any information provided in connection with the company. So let's go ahead and kind of go to the, this is me. Since you don't get a webcam, I'll give you a picture of me that this is exactly what I looked like when I graduated from high school. No, I'm just kidding. But it was a few years ago. Let's just talk a little bit about me, kind of like what I'm going to talk about today, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As of just a couple of days ago, March 30th, I completed my 24th year working for MetaStock. It's a fairly great company. I love working there. When I started, I figured I'd work for about a year or two, and it's been 24 years. So there you go. Just seeing if I can get a chat window open. I want to be able to see your questions. I started in inside sales, so a lot of times if you'd have questions about the software, you could come see me, and I would talk to you. We'd talk a little bit about what you were looking to do. I did get the questions open, so I could see them. If you have questions this week, let me know. For about 10 years after that, I worked in our business development. I started that job by going over to Saudi Arabia and training Saudi sheiks. And then like the last like 3 or 4 years, I've been doing, I've been, my official title now is the director of sales. And it's a great job. Like I think you know, you've noticed. I absolutely love it. We generally are in an office down in Salt Lake City. Lately, we've been just working out of our homes. I'm sure a lot of you have kind of translated to a working from home environment. But it's a company that I'm proud to represent, and it's certainly it's a very, very friendly environment there. You know, there's a couple of things that we like to brag about. One of those is like we keep more people in our support desk than we keep in both our sales and marketing teams put together. So if you have questions about the software, we're happy to help you. You can get a hold of people. And there's several weeks that we, in the last month or two, where we get 100% on our actual post support surveys. So we're really, really proud of kind of the job that we do taking care of you. Now, you probably read the bullets on the screen, which is great because I'm not going to. But we did, when I started back about 24 years ago, we were owned by Thomson Reuters. It was Reuters when I started. They became Thomson Reuters. Now they're Refinitiv. We actually bought ourselves back from Refinitiv or Thomson Reuters about 7 years ago now. And that's actually been a really, really good move. If you're not familiar with Thomson Reuters or Refinitiv, they're a huge company. They make about $90 billion a year selling real-time data to institutions, to banks, to hedge fund managers, you name it. And our separation was good. We actually bought ourselves back. But what we kept as part of that relationship is we kept the data, which the data has been really good for us. We have market coverage of about 200 global exchanges. And we have a data feed that we feed. We call it the Zenith product that I'm not even going to show it today, but they spent about $1 billion designing it, and they support it with 3,000 reporters in about 300 different news bureaus. It's literally the same type of news that you get if you're subscribing to hedge fund or Reuters. So it's awesome. It's been a really big part of our business. We're one place where you can get that data and that news as at a retail price instead of an institutional price. So we've had a good separation with Reuters. We've stayed friends with them, and it's been really, really good for our business. The other thing that's been really good is it's allowed us to kind of refocus on our MetaStock product line. And that's really what I'm going to talk about today. And it might seem a little bit weird for me to say we spent, Reuters spent $1 billion on this news product, but I'm not going to show that to you. But what I've always been is like a technical analyst. I like to look at charts. I like to to look at kind of the way things look on a chart. And that's really what we do in Salt Lake City. So we develop this MetaStock software that it allows you to test different trading ideas. It allows you to kind of get real-time feedback. And I really want to go through that today. The other thing that I'm going to talk about real quickly is we like to brag a little bit. We've been rated number one in our price category by the readers of stocks and commodities for 26 years in a row. I'm working. It's beautiful. All right. Now, I am working from home. So that was my daughter. She wanted me to show her ponytail. It's too bad we didn't have a webcam on for that. Anyway, back to work. Where was I? Okay, so 26 years in a row. And that's a reader's choice survey. They survey all of their readers every year. This is a great magazine. I'd recommend it if you don't have it. 26 years straight, we've been rated number one in our price category. So, all right. Let's get to the meat. A little bit of the presentation. If you're not familiar with this guy, he's a guy by the name of Richard Dennis, which you can see because it's right here on this quote. But if you're not familiar with like his backstory, he was a famous trader back in the 70s and 80s, the late 70s, early 80s. He had a partner. It's a very, very interesting story. You can look it up on Wikipedia if you're interested in. But he had a partner that he was trading with at the time by the name of Bill Eckhart. In 1984, Richard Dennis and Bill Eckhart had a pretty big disagreement about whether or not you could teach people how to trade. They did a trading contest where they brought in, I don't know the exact number of people, but they invested in them. They taught them how to trade. And Richard always firmly believed that you could teach people how to trade. Bill disagreed. That's why they did the contest. The turtle trading methodology is what they taught people how to trade. They were trading futures contracts. And they started it, like I said, 1984. It wasn't successful. It was like extremely successful. They had grossed, by the time when they were done 5 years later, about $175 million 1984 dollars. And one of the things that Richard said after that is you could always publish rules in the newspaper and nobody would follow. The key to trading is consistency and discipline. And I always thought that was a really good story. I thought it was a really, really cool quote. I think I have another, and what we generally talk about when we start to talk about technical analysis, and you probably have the guy before me, he did a really good job. He was talking about like volume inflection points and those types of strategies. And you can probably going to get all kinds of different methodologies that people can work with and people can trade with. What is important is discipline. And what we're going to talk a little bit about is how to kind of get an idea of backtesting. Tibor, I know you were asking earlier for the backtesting, how do you get the risk reward ratios and that kind of stuff. I have a really, really cool back tester in MetaStock, and I'm going to kind of walk through exactly how that works. But I do want to kind of talk a little bit first about how in general, like mechanical systems work. And so that I can do that, the method that I'm going to talk about is Gerald Appel's MACD system. So MACD is a trend and a momentum system. Here's a picture of Gerald Appel. And this will take a second. I'm going to stop sharing this screen, okay? And then I'm just going to share a new screen, which is my MetaStock program. And you'll be happy to know that for the most part, we're done with PowerPoint. We're going to go into MetaStock. I'm looking at the S&P 500 here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the MACD system. Now, you might be a little bit curious why I'm going to start with the MACD system, and I'll be completely frank with you. The reason I decided to kind of talk a little bit about MACD is because it was our most popular video on YouTube at the time that we kind of were going through this. A lot of people really like the MACD. When I kind of created this, I didn't know a lot about the MACD, but I also wasn't surprised that a lot of people use the MACD indicator, but they have no idea what it's actually showing them or how it's calculated and that kind of stuff. So the goal here for me is to kind of give you an idea of how like a purely mechanical system is designed to kind of look and how it's giving you buy and sell signals. And I think it's important for discipline's sake only, or if only just for discipline's sake, maybe choose words a little bit more carefully, but I think it's important for you to understand why you're making trades. I think that'll help you be a bit of a more disciplined trade. So let's talk a little bit about the MACD. I've already loaded up the S&P 500 here. I'm sure everybody is kind of watching this chart pretty intensely lately, and the Dow charts and the other ones, but we'll kind of take a look at this one. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually kind of just add some indicators to this chart. So I've got a candlestick chart in MetaStock right now. I've got volume in the bottom. I've got a moving average of volume. I believe this is a 50-day simple moving average. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of put a MACD on here. So right here, this is what we call our indicator quick list in Metastock. We've got a couple hundred indicators in here. There's tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of indicators. So we're just going to find MACD on the list. It does keep track of the ones you've used most recently on the at the top here. I'm going to go ahead and hold this out and then just drop it on chart. And it is just a drag and drop operation. So depending on where I drop it is where it's going to go. I could drop it in between the windows here. I'm just going to drop it at the top of the chart. I don't want to belabor this point too much, but it's a very easy program to use. So everything is kind of drag and drop, click and pick. It's a very, very Windows design product. It's not one of those like web-based products that are a little bit clunky and kludgy. It is designed to work in a Windows environment. Okay, so we've got the MACD here. I'm going to go ahead and kind of resize this window. I'm going to just make a bit of some changes. And again, if I want to make a change on Metastock, I'm going to double click on this. I'm going to go to color and style here. And I'm going to go ahead and click on, just make it black. I'm going to go ahead and make it a histogram. Go ahead and click on apply. Okay. And while I'm in here, I'm also going to make this signal line a little bit thicker. I just want you to be able to see it a little bit more clearly as we kind of go through it here. Okay. And I'm going to make this, like I said, a little bit. Okay. I'm going to add a couple of moving averages here. The moving averages, to be really specific about what I'm actually adding, we're going to do a 12 period and a 26 period exponential moving average. So grab that moving average. I'm going to go over here. We're going to make this a 12 period exponential moving average based on the close. Okay. I'm going to make it, again, I'm going to go with blue, I think, here. I'm going to make it a little bit thicker just so you can see it on your screens a little bit better. We'll go ahead and click on OK. And there you've got that. I'm going to do that one more time with the 26 with a 26 period exponential moving average. Okay, so here we go, 26. I'll leave this one as red. Okay, and I'm going to make it just a little bit bigger here because I want you to understand how MACD is calculated and how it's designed to look at trend and momentum. And you may know this. This is fairly basic. It surprises me how many people don't understand how a MACD is actually calculated. If I was to calculate a MACD, all I'm going to do is I'm going to subtract the value of a 12-period moving average from a 26-period moving average, okay, exponential. Now, it's important to say that Gerald, when he calculated the MACD, when Gerald Appel created it, he didn't actually use whole moving averages. He used 0.075 and 0.15 for his moving averages. The closest numbers that actually match to that is a 12 and a 26. So I can't really explain to you what a fractional, like a 0.075 exponential moving average is. I'm just not prepared to do that. But to kind of get really specific, if I took the value of this blue line, the 12 exponential, and subtracted it from this longer term moving average, the 26 exponential, what you're going to get is you're going to get this blue line on the chart. Okay. We'll talk a little bit about the red line. The red line is what they call a signal line, and it's just a 9-period exponential moving average of this difference. So we're really looking at quite a few different moving averages when you're looking at a MACD. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and scroll back on the chart a little bit because there's a few things that I want to point out about kind of the MACD and how people kind of look at it as both trend and momentum. Okay. Momentum's pretty obvious. If you have a big breakdown in a market, like we've maybe like there's a pandemic that comes out or something, what you're going to have is like this huge steep move downwards, which is kind of one, something that we don't see very often. Maybe every couple of decades or so, we see kind of a big panic that comes in the market like this. But when something like that happens, what you're going to have, this sharp move is going to give you a very steep move down. And that's going to cause a very, very big MACD, just what you're seeing right here. Okay. When we're in a kind of a calm upward trend, and this used to be very, very dynamic, if I scroll back a little bit, when you're in a strong upward trend, what you're going to have is a very bullish thing. Okay. And when you're kind of like going sideways, you're going to have a very, very flat or a very skinny MACD. Okay. So you can kind of get an idea of what the price is doing on an actual chart just by looking at it. We can see that the price has just literally fallen down under the MACD right now. So that's how MACD is calculated. You've got the difference between these two moving averages, and you've got a signal line that goes over top of it. Now, there's a few different ways where I'm going to talk about really three main ways that MACD works, okay, or the ways that you can look at the MACD. The first of which is you use the MACD in relationship to a signal line. So if I look at the MACD value right here, just barely recently, what we've got is we've got our MACD coming up above a signal line. In fact, right here is where the cross happened. I'll just grab my crosshairs. Happens right here, okay? That's where it goes from down below to up above its signal line. Okay, right here, if we look at where that crossed back down, it crossed back down, I'd say just eyeballing it. Maybe right here is where it crossed down below the signal line. Okay, so when it's trading down below its signal line, the MACD is said to be in a bearish phase. So right here, you're in a bearish phase. When it's trading up above its signal line, then it's going to be in a bullish phase. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, what I'm going to do to kind of just help me explain what is going on here, I'm going to actually attach a tool in MetaStock that we call an expert advisor. And it's one of my favorite tools in MetaStock because it'll annotate the charts for us. It's got a commentary system that I'll show you that's going to kind of help us define it. But I'm going to go ahead and attach the MACD by MetaStock right here. So I'm going to go ahead and click on our expert advisor. You'll see there's quite a number of these that are built in here. And again, in MetaStock, when you kind of get it as a system, there's about 62 different methods you can use. MACD by MetaStock is where we're going to start because I'm talking about MACD right now. So I'm going to attach this to the chart. I'm going to go ahead and click on close. And you'll see right down here at the bottom, just like I was telling you a little bit earlier, when we go into that MACD bearish zone, when the MACD starts trading below its signal line, you'll see that that's drawn on the chart right here. When it's in a bullish phase, it's going to start to draw that bullish line on a chart. And that's kind of all drawn out for you. Okay. I'm going to grab a little water real quick here. Okay. So that's method one. If you're trading purely a signal line or the MACD by its signal line, when these buy and sell signals come in, if you're bullish on a particular instrument, right now MACD is bullish, you'd want to take a long position. When you're bearish, you'd take a short position. So that's the first way you can use a MACD. The second way you can look at a MACD is when it starts to get overextended or as an overbought, oversold indicator. Okay. So when a MACD starts to get dramatically overextended, what's going to happen is you're going to start to see that on a chart. Okay. And the way that we kind of illustrate that on a chart, you'll notice that we normally paint black bars here, right? These are all black or white bars, depending on whether candlestick is up or down for the day. Right here, we start to paint green bars. And that just is a signification that based on the MACD, it's in an overextended mode. Okay. And I want to kind of just pause for a second and attach what we call our expert advisor here. Because once we start to see this kind of extension, the thing about these extensions is they can last for a long time. This one lasts for 10 days or so, right? And so we don't necessarily want to trade it just because it's starting to get extended, but we want to know that there's a strong likelihood that this is going to start to reverse because it is extended, okay? And our commentary, what we talk about in that particular chart is going to tell you that. So I'm just going to show you how that works. I'm doing this a little bit of a different order than I normally do, but it's okay. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to go into view, I'm going to go into expert commentary, and I'm going to kind of just walk you through this. So the MACD can provide buy and sell indicators in three different ways. Okay, first of all, before I kind of go through this a little bit more, when I open this up, there's a little triangle that appears on the chart. It appears right here. Okay, see it? Okay, that means this is the bar that this commentary refers to. Okay, I can move this back and forth. So I could say, okay, well, what was it saying on the buy signal day here? Okay, what was it saying right here? What's it saying right here? I can move this around and it's going to give us different commentaries for different days. So if we're going to move it right, I'm going to move it right here just so I can talk a little bit about the overbought oversold range. Okay, so right now it's ignoring the last like half a dozen bars or so right here, and it's just telling us what this bar is saying. So right now the MACD is currently bearish since it's trading below its signal line. The MACD crossed below its signal line 21 periods ago. I can actually make this bigger for you. Since the MACD crossed below its signal line, this S&P has decreased an enormous amount, 33%. Yeah, that was a huge drop, right? And has ranged from this to this. Okay. Right now, the MACD is in an oversold range. Prices may continue to move lower for some time. Wait for prices to move higher before considering any long positions. So what it's saying is that, yeah, this MACD has been reading overbought oversold. It's oversold right now. Okay. But it can continue. In this case, it went down for 10 more days in a row. There's I've never seen so much fear in the marketplace as has existed the last couple months. So that's the second way you can use MACD as a rating. You can use it as an overbought, oversold indicator. The third way you can use MACD is as a divergence pattern. And I'm just going to spend a minute or two on divergence because a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Dr. Alexander Elder, calls MACD divergence one of the most powerful signals in all of technical analysis. So I want to talk a little bit about how that works and how you can kind of spot those on a chart if you're using MACD. So I'm going to come back here a little bit. Oh, and Dr. Alex, Dr. Elder is absolutely phenomenal. I would recommend you look at his book called Come Into My Trading Room. He's somebody that I would consider definitely a mentor in the marketplace. So if we wanted to look for like a MACD divergence, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this a little bit bigger so we can see it a little bit bigger. And I want to kind of focus on the MACD lines. So what you see right here is we had a MACD, we had the MACD pull back. Ideally, we'd want to cross down below the zero line here, which didn't happen. But then we had the MACD come up and form another peak. Okay. So this isn't a textbook definition. We would want to see a cross below zero. In this case, it didn't happen. We didn't get a value under zero, but I'm going to show it as an example anyway. I'm going to draw a line, just a trend line. Hold on a sec. I'm going to cough or sneeze. Don't worry. That's just a signal that it's March. I'm allergic to the air, and particularly in March. So right here, what we've got is I've drawn that sign on. If I look at the corresponding, now I'm going to kind of switch down to looking at the price. If I look at the corresponding price action right here, here we, if I draw a line this way, we're going to have a fairly upwardly sloping line. If I compare these two lines, this one's kind of coming down. This one's going up. That's what is called and considered a MACD divergence. That's what Dr. Elder would call the most powerful signal in all of technical analysis. Now, ideally, I'd like to have a little bit of a higher peak over here, but this line is coming down. This line is going up. That's a classic divergence signal. Also, it's not perfect, though. You don't have the cross down below zero, but it obviously did precede a fairly big drop in price. So those are the three ways you can kind of look at MACD. The expert advisor that we were looking at just a second ago, view expert commentary right here, kind of breaks all of those down. So if I'm looking at the market right now, we are currently in a bullish phase for MACD. Okay. If we're following that, we would have bought right back here when it crossed above a signal line, and it's telling us that the price is actually down a little bit lower from where we bought it, and kind of giving us an idea of what's going on. Okay. Do you guys have, oh, TCL. Thank you. I didn't see your question. I'm not sure how it is, how long ago you asked on it, but he wants to know if there's a way to add more than one expert on the chart at the same time. There is not a way to currently do that. The reason we don't know, we wouldn't know how to prioritize the actual signals between the two indicators. So you can't have more than one expert, but that's a really good chart. You can switch as much as you want. And I did want to talk about one other expert real quick, because there are a number of these. And I'd like to show off our candlestick expert, okay? Just to kind of give you an idea of kind of how these look at. So I'm going to attach the candlestick one to the chart. It's going to notify you of all the 30 or so different candlestick patterns. I'd like to use this as a confirmation. You'll see we had a bearish Harami cross right here. Today we're having a bullish engulfing bowl forming. Now that might go away by the end of the day because, you know, we're just getting started today. Here you had a rising window, an engulfing window, a falling window, a falling window, a falling window, a dark cloud. So if I wanted to learn about what an engulfing pattern was, an engulfing bullish line occurred. This is where a white candle's real body completely contains the previous candle's real body. The engulfing bullish pattern is bullish during a downtrend, which appears to be the case in the S&P 500. It then signifies that the momentum may be shifting from bears to bulls. Okay. So now, in order for this to remain an engulfing bull, I'm also getting an alert here. But in order for this to remain an engulfing bull, it's going to have to, this white body is going to completely have to eclipse this dark body at the end of the day today. So this signal might go away because we're looking at, it's not even lunchtime yet. Well, actually, it's almost lunchtime in New York, but not here. It's 9:30 a.m. here. So, so in terms of the expert advisor, I think it's a very, very good tool to learn about different methodologies and how they work. And here you can look at the candlesticks. And as I said a little bit earlier, I've been in inside sales and I worked with people that were trading. It's a software that we've used for a number of years. And it's very, very easy to kind of get lost in the woods with MetaStock. I mean, to be frank about it, we've spent the last 32 years designing and making and adding features to MetaStock. And one of the things that I would kind of do as a bit of a mistake for MetaStock when I was talking to new customers particularly is I would talk about, you know, the fact that, you know, you can do candlesticks or you can do bar charts or you could, there's 9 different line studies, or the fact that you could apply 200 or 300 different indicators, or the fact there's like 62 systems in here with experts that are matched, you know, those type of things. A lot of times people would get very, very intimidated by that. You know, to be frank, we just spent 30 minutes and all I did was talk about MACD. There's 200 indicators I could talk about.
about.
And certainly, you know, one of the things I like about MetaStock is the fact that it's not a program or a product that you're going to ever outgrow. There's just, if you've run out of the trading ideas that are in there, you can build your own. You can test your own trading ideas. But one of the things that I think is helpful, and Tibor, I think you're going to agree with this, is, you know, the fact that we're looking at these signals on a chart, the fact that they're all objective, it gives us a good place to start. I honestly think that you should skip the education until you do back testing. Why do I want to learn about 200 indicators that may or may not work? I want to be able to just focus on the indicators that work the best. And so I want to be able to go in and I want to be able to test like a MACD. I want to see how well it works. I want to compare it to the turtle trading system or, you know, candlestick-based systems or whatever it is. And with MetaStock, we have a very, very, one of the best back testers that I've ever seen that allow me to go in and crunch some real data. And what I would like to do is I'd like to ask you as the audience to give me some symbols. And we're going to run a multi-system security test. So if you guys want to see some symbols and how they backtested, type them in the chat. I'm looking at the chat. Okay, cool. We're going to, thank you, TCL. I always hate it when I go in and say, give me some signals, and then the audience is so quiet, they won't give me any. So we've got a few here, and I feel a little bit relieved. Thank you, guys. So I'm going to come in here. This is what we call our power console. And I'll just go through the tools real quick. This is charting. This is where you get to the charting and the expert advisor. Quote center is like a quote screen, really. This is our scanner. We'll talk about this. I use scanning every day almost, especially when I'm looking for a trade. Scanning is a really, really cool capability to do this. This is our system tester. This is our pattern pending forecaster. It's also cool, but I won't have, probably looking at the time, I won't have time to talk about it. And then an option viewer. So what I'm going to do here is type in a couple of these symbols. We do have to use Reuters symbols, so I'm going to kind of just make sure that we're kind of picking the right one. So SQM, TCL wants to look at. AMZN, Amazon. Okay. And .o just means I'd want the, because remember, Reuters has like 200 symbols. .o just signifies that I want the American over on all the markets, or the online market, I guess. I don't know. AAL, okay. American Airlines. I'm a big fan of looking at airlines right now. EWZ, okay. Actually, let me check on the symbol for that one. EWZ, yeah, okay. The Brazil ETF, that'll be interesting to look at. I'm going to do DIA too, okay. George says, does it work with less liquid RICs like RIBT? Let's find out. RIBT. Like, you can test it. Like, obviously, like, I like, for me personally, I like a little bit of liquidity, but we'll go ahead and throw it in here. Rice Brains Technologies, is that what you're looking for? Rice Brand Technologies. Rice Brain Technologies is what I called it the first time. I've never looked at that one before, George. Okay. And, of course, we'll throw in Apple because we always do. Okay. Now, what I want to kind of point out here in a couple of things is I've actually, what I've done is I've gone through the 211 systems that exist in my MetaStock program, and I've kind of weeded that list down to 62 systems. And I've tried to kind of weed out anything that requires like a optimization. I'm going to remove this one from favorites because I just saw it would had in there. And just look at stuff that's not optimized, that's basically going to just give us signals. The reason I specifically excluded optimized systems is I want them to run faster. And I don't want to kind of spend a lot of time talking about what like optimization is. It's generally a hole I get lost in. Optimization just allows you to test different values of variables. And I think I'll leave it there for simplicity's sake. So what I'm doing here is I'm testing 61 systems that are built into MetaStock. You've got Adaptive Momentum. You've got Mama Fama, if you've heard of that system. You've got a Bollinger Band system. There's CCI, Connors RSI. The idea here is like there's a turtle trading system right here. And the idea here is I want to figure out what works so we can kind of focus our attention and our energy on what's actually working in the market, right? Since I've typed in a bunch of symbols right here, I'm just going to put those on my clipboard real quick, Control X, because I want this list to become available. If I wanted to take all these systems and test them against, like, I don't know, all the optionable stocks, I could. This would run 4,300 stocks through 61 different simulations and tell us how well it worked on all 4,300 of them. That takes about, on my system, about 30 or 40 minutes, and that doesn't work very well in a 40-minute demo, right? So that's the reason we're just going to do a couple of them. We're going to do these ones here, okay? Now, let's go ahead and kind of just talk a little bit about what we're going to test. So I'm going to do long trades. I'm going to do short trades. So I'm going to do both long, short, long and short trades, okay? I've got it set to run about 5,000 records right now, just for the repurposed 5,000 records, that's going to be about, let's say 500 would be, it'd be 2 years. So it'd be about 20 years of data. You could certainly do that. Reuters has that much data. But for the purpose of time, I'm going to limit that down to 500 records. So it's going to go back about 2 years, 500 trading days, because we're testing a daily increment right here. And it's going to start and take every single trade on all 62 systems. Okay. A question that I do get with some frequency is, well, can I go in and test a specific date range? Like somebody wants to test a really big bull market like we just had, or maybe a huge bear drop like we just had. You can't go in and specify, hey, I want to test specific times on this. And that is something that you can do. They call that walk forward system testing. It's a fancy name for being able to just select a date range and see how it works over a specific age. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and click on trade options here just so we can talk about how money is going to be handled in here. Under reporting, this I'd never change. It's not that important. Going to come into accounts. I'm going to have it run an equity-based test. So that what that means is I'm going to have it trade. I'm going to have it start with $10,000. Okay. I'm going to trade based on the, here's the options. I'm going to show you the options. I could trade 75 shares every time you get a buy signal, buy 75. Every time you get a sell signal, sell 75. Every time you go short 75, etc., etc., etc. So like, you can do it that way. I just got an IM, so I got a little distracted. You can trade based on the transaction cost. So you can say, well, I want to spend $750 every time I trade. And that's a trade way you can do. The other way, the way is percentage of available equity. So I'm going to set this at 50% of available equity. So this is going to assume that it's going to take, if you're doing a hypothetical test starting with 10 grand, every time you get a buy signal, you're going to trade half of what you've got. So your first trade will be always 5 grand. If you grow that to 100 grand, it'll be 50 grand. It's just going to allow you to test with leverage gains. Okay. For broker, I'm not paying any points for transaction. I think that's beautiful. And trade execution, what I'm going to do is I'm going to trade based on what we call realistic market prices, which just means if it gets a buy signal during the day, much like we were looking at that engulfing bull might be gone by the end of the day, like I was saying. So realistic, what it'll do is it'll wait till the market closes. Since the market's closed, it can't buy that day. It'll buy the next day. Okay. And we're talking about days because we're going to test days, but you test this on a 60-minute chart, it would be just the next hour. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start this. So let's start this. Okay. 61 systems by about five or six. It's going to test about 854 methodologies, and it'll start to move pretty quick here, hopefully. It's usually about done by now, but we'll go ahead and kind of let it. Okay. Now it's moving. Okay. Good. It was trying to warm up. It had gone to sleep because I've been talking for 40 minutes. Okay. So the idea here is what worked, right? What worked? We tested one of the craziest bull markets we've ever had, followed by the biggest crashes we've ever had. We took 62 systems and said, who can handle it? And this is exactly on these five stocks, this is what we get at. Okay. Since we're dealing with multiple systems, these bars up here at the top represent average gains and average losses. If it's a red, it's a loss. If it's a green, it's a gain. I'm going to sort it based on average percent gain right here. Okay. And what we've got, so basically, if I was looking for something that worked well in a lot of different market conditions, I'm not going to be focused on these methods that didn't work over the last 2 years. What I'm going to be looking more at is these methods that actually did work over the last 2 years. Okay. And as I said, it's a pretty good test. We had a huge bear market and we had a huge bull market, both legendary. I've never, it's an interesting time to trade right now. And I hope you're enjoying it because it's going to, I have a feeling it's going to get a little bit, it's not going to stay this crazy. It's going to get a little bit more mundane, and that's probably a good thing. Hopefully we've seen the volatility peak. Anyway, I won't get into a market rant right now, but I think you're seeing some really, really good opportunities just across the board to buy stuff. Our best performing system over that last 10-year period, over all four or five or six of the stocks that we selected, made us on average 24% across those stocks. Okay. Its best performing profit was $66.52. Its worst performing profit was about $13.23. On average, it traded 80 times. So 80 times for every stock that it was trading, on average, it went in either long or short 80 times, which is a big number. I mean, this is a 2-year sample time, right? So 80, that's about 40 trades a year. That's going to break down to 3 to 4 trades a month. That's a little bit more active than I want to be personally. Okay. So the next best performing system in these crazy market conditions was the Bell Power Bear Power One. Okay. It made 18%. 20%. Its best performing was 35. Its worst performing was still profitable at 131. I do like that. 32 trades a year, 64 divided by 2 is how I got to that number. 32 divided by 12 is still about 3 trades a month, which is still a little bit active for me personally. I don't like to trade that often. Its average trade versus average loss was about 26.7 to 38.1. So it actually lost more money, or it lost more times than it won. Okay. But when it won, it made about $2 to every dollar it lost. So this is your average profit versus average loss. I think just in the top three, I like this one the best. You've got your consolidation breakout system. Okay. It made about 17.94. So it wasn't as big as the 24%, but it only traded about 17 times. Okay. You did lose a little bit of money in your worst case scenario. In your best case scenario, you made a little bit more money. 17 times, that's going to be about 8 times a year, which is going to be less than once a month. And for me, that's a little bit more my style. I call this class actually finding the right strategy for you, right? And for me, when it comes down to it, you know, I work 40 hours a week, sometimes more than that. And then, you know, depending on the day, we have lots of kids. You got to see one of them come in a little bit earlier. But from that perspective, 17 times is way better than 79.64. So for me, the consolidation breakout trade is the one that I'd be interested in. Okay. And so how did that work? So let's take a little bit of a closer look. I'm going to highlight this system test. It's called the consolidation breakout. I'm going to go ahead and click on view. I'm going to make a note of the time and realize I had to go just a little bit quicker than I'm going. And now we're going to see how well this worked across the different markets that we tested. And I'm going to sort this by profit like I did the last one. If I would have tested all of the optionable stocks, for example, I'd have 4,200 different securities right here. And I'd have, well, actually 4,200 securities right here and 4,200 bars right here. Okay. Our best performing with this consolidation breakout was this American Airlines group. Perfect. It made 47%. It traded 18 times. Out of those 18 trades, 12 of them were profitable and 6 of them were losers. Okay. Its profit versus loss, it made $227 for every dollar lost on average. Okay. You can see exactly how the rest of those performed. There's MCSI Brazil, which was 8 to 10, and you kind of get the idea. As you get over here into the Amazon, Amazon was the worst performing of all of these average systems. And again, what we want to do is we want to take the systems that work, but we also want to be able to focus on the methods that they work with. Different stocks are going to have different personalities based on the different people that trade them. And so that's why we're seeing this work so well on American Airlines, but dumping not very good at all on Amazon. We want to be able to kind of match the personalities of what works. Rice Brand, because you had asked about that, George. Rice Brand is 14%, 25, 12, and 3. Now, if George, just as a hypothetical, if you wanted to see how Rice Brand would have performed by itself, I'm going to go ahead and highlight Rice Brand, and I'm going to go ahead and click on view results. And now I'm looking at all of the methodologies for Rice Brand only, and not the rest of them. So this is all results for Rice Brand. And so if I was looking for a methodology that specifically worked with Rice Brand, I'd be looking at like the percentage cross over the CMO reversal or the Mesa sine wave or sweetness. Okay. Again, we want to focus on what works. If we went and found MACD on this list, it's going to be kind of way down there for Rice Brand. There is a MACD on here, but we want to focus on the methodologies that were best. Well, at least that's what I want to do. Okay. Let's kind of, I went back to kind of the all results. This is right now what we're looking at. Oh, I thought I went back. Okay. Let's go back here. Okay. View. Okay. Now I know where we're at. Okay. Let's look at American Airlines. And you had asked earlier, was it TCL? No, it's Tibor. Tibor asked what kind of metrics, he was interested in the metrics that were being displayed and kind of the detail you could break this down into. And so I do want to show that a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and highlight American Airlines Group. I'm going to go ahead and click on view right here. Okay. And this is going to take us to like a full-on legitimate performance report. Okay. I'm not going to go through what every single one of these means in terms of numbers and how they work, but I will kind of highlight the ones that I like to look at. If you have questions, one of the things about MetaStock, our help file when we used to print it was over 700 pages long. So if I click on help here, it's actually going to tell us all of these numbers. It's going to go through all of them and what they mean. And there's a lot of good built-in help. And so let's go ahead and kind of take a look here. Our profit for American Airlines Group, again, using the PS consolidation breakout system was over the last 2 years, you would have made 47% gain. Okay. If you would have bought and held AOL, American American Airlines, you would have actually lost money because, well, their business model is kind of hurting right now, and they're definitely a victim of kind of the fear that exists in the market. And hopefully things normalize for American Airlines, but definitely having a strategy to get in and out of American Airlines for the last 2 years is better than buy and hope or buy and pray. Okay. In total, you would have made 18 trades. Out of those 18 trades, 12 of them were betting the stock would go up. Or no, 12 of them were profitable. Three of them were betting that the American Airlines would go up when it did, and nine of those were going short, and it went down. On average, every time we traded American Airlines Group, we made about $506, with our most profitable system being $2,600 and our least profitable system being $6.64. Okay, David says, show me a chart on this. I will. Absolutely. Just a second. Thank you for the question too. Our least profitable trades was 6, 1, and 5. Okay, so 6 unprofitable trades, 1 thinking it was going to go up, 5 thinking it was going to go down, being wrong on all of those cases. Okay, our average loss was only about 223. So we have about a 2-to-1 risk ratio right there. Our highest was 494. Our lowest was minus 95. We lost $95. Okay, our most consecutive was 2. So there was 2 times in a row in that 2-year period where we were wrong. Okay. Comparing that to buy and hold, we were 200% better, 220% better. Okay, our profit loss index was was 80. This number goes from minus 100 to plus 100. 80 is great. Our risk reward index was about 100. So it also goes to minus 100. So 100 is perfect. Okay. If I want to break that down a little bit closer, we can look at orders. We can look at positions. We can look at our equity line. And I can't plot that on a chart. I'm wondering why I don't get results generated. But I do want to be able to see the equity line. I am going to kind of plot that on a chart. I just click on this plot on chart. Something what is a little fishy because I should have results here. I think I've messed it up a little bit, but that's okay. Interesting. Well, that's pretty interesting. Interesting. Okay. It is malfunctioning. They should have given us a nice little profit loss indicator line right here up at the top. It didn't. That's weird. I haven't had that happen before, but that's okay. I'm going to kind of move on just because I don't have a lot of time to go in and redo the test. What I want to do is that was the PS consolidation system, I believe, is what we were looking at. What I want to be able to do is actually see, as David is asking, where all the buy and sells are. And I want to understand a little bit more about what the rules are for that PS consolidation breakout system is. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to come in here. I'm going to go back into the expert advisor that we were playing with a little bit earlier. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down to the PS consolidation breakout and right there. Okay. Click on attach, click on close. That will draw every time that we're in a short position. You'll notice that we've got a red bar. So here we were short for like this whole move down, probably why one of the reasons we were profitable. Here we were short. Okay. And we can kind of go back and take a look at kind of how that looks on a chart. Here we were short. It's actually looking pretty good on the chart. Here we were short. We get a good idea of kind of how it works over time. The other thing that I want to do is I want to figure out, you know, I don't think you should skip your education process. I want to understand why I'm getting a buy signal for the consolidation breakout system. So if I come in here to the expert advisor, it's going to tell me exactly kind of what goes into this methodology. So I am looking at the very furthest bar out. There's no trading signals today. And it's going to tell me, while this system uses Bollinger Bands, John Bollinger's Bollinger Bands on Wells Wilder's average true range indicator has no associations to the method of either. It's based on the Bollinger Bands pressing with around the prices until the distance between the upper band and lower band is less than 1 3/4 time of the one period of the average true range. It then looks for a breakout in either direction of the Bollinger Bands to capture the movement of this breakout. So now if I want to learn a little bit more about this system, I attach the Bollinger Bands, I look at average true range, I go in and I know where I'm going to start. Okay. And that's I love the commentary here in MetaStock and the fact that you can go in here and test it and the fact that it'll actually tell you. If I were to put it on this day where we got a sell signal, okay, back when the earth when everybody was calmer back in January, we got a sell signal and it's just going to tell us to enter a short today with market on close or tomorrow. Okay. There you go. The other thing, the last thing I have time to talk about is our scanner. Okay. If you find a system that you like because it's tested well, obviously we don't have a consolidation breakout trade here. Based on the fact that it was a little bit infrequent, I can come into our scanner. There's going to be a matching scan. And again, you can create your own scans. You can see what my favorite scans are right here. But there's going to be a consolidation breakout. And what I can do, I'm getting a ton of like messages popping in from work. we can go in here. We find that signal, that consolidation breakout signal. I can scan the optionals. I just start that scan. It's going to go ahead and run that. I'm going to jump back to the PowerPoint real quick, but it's going to be done before I'm done. It's just going to give us a list. Here you can see it running. I'm running out of time. So it's going to give us a list right here of all of the results. It, like this tester, takes a second to start, but it's going to chunk through these really fast. I don't really have time to wait for it to come back, though. So let's go ahead and just go back to the PowerPoint right here. I pride myself on ending on time. Again, one of the things I would say on this is it's been rated number one 26 years in a row. I really appreciate it. If you're a Meta Stock user and you vote for us every year, thank you for that. You know, we love you. In any case, Meta Stock, we've got two versions. We've got the real-time version that comes with the Zenith $1 billion news and data feed product. That's $250 a month and worth every penny. Okay. The price that you pay for the news that you get with Reuters is a fraction of what you would as a institutional client. We also have an end of day version. DC stands for daily charts. It's only $69 a month. It includes data link end of day. It includes all the market for the data regions that you're interested in. Okay. As part of this, as part of a special offer today, what I want to do is I want to give you a buy one to get two free offer. So like if you look in the DC option, $69 divided by three, you know, you pay for 1 month, you'll get 3 months. It's going to be about $24-25 a month is all. That's going to include MetaStock 617. That's the wrong number, huh? I need to update that slide. It'll include MetaStock 17, our latest version. It's going to include data for the region that you're interested in. We're going to have somebody give you a call. They're going to walk you through the installation of everything. They're going to make sure they're going to walk you through the tools and what you want to know how to use. We're going to include an online training course that we call Unleash the Power of MetaStock. Normally it's $99. Again, it's about $25 a month is what you pay. $69. Or you can do the real time, and I'd recommend you try with the real time because you can buy 1 month of that and get 2 months for free as well. So give us a call if you have questions. 800-882-3040. Give us or you can chat online with us. I'm going to go take an English class. You can chat online with us at metastock.com/saleschat. And that's what I had, David. I don't know if I even have time for a couple questions. If you want to get a hold of me, feel free to drop me an email. My email is just jeffrey.gibby@metastock.com. I hope that was helpful for you. I hope you at least learned about a little bit about the MACD. I hope it encouraged you to try this program. I wouldn't trade without it. Give it a go. So again, 800-882-3040 or metastock.com/saleschat. I'm done.